Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 1, we were taught that compromise with the flesh and removal of biblical standards is not biblical fellowship. Be ready to take notes today. So it's important that we make sure that we don't let Christian colleges or Christian psychologists or renowned preachers from around the country, let's not allow them to destroy the local church and to attack the doctrines of the Word of God and of Christ. Now, in a partnership then that is close to Christ, it stands together in the world. But it's not of the world. It stands against sin. And if we do that, then it is necessary that you share with fellow believers those things that may strengthen them as well and encourage them as the battle rages about us. We're living in the last days, and evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And we see that on every side today. Compromise with the flesh and removal of biblical standards is not biblical fellowship. It's not the biblical fellowship that our God wants. Fleshly appeal leads to fleshly Christians. Word of God, spiritual appeal leads to holiness, true holiness and righteousness in the Christian's life. And that's the one that can know the true joy of the Lord. So this then is the message the apostles received from the Holy Spirit to write down exactly that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Now, when he said no darkness at all, you know what he meant? No darkness at all. And so we need to consider that. Consider that. Compromise with the flesh and removal of biblical standards is not a biblical fellowship. So we don't go that way. We don't go that route. And so, there's no darkness in him at all. In Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 13, I find a very interesting passage there. He says, "Thou art of pure eyes and to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity." Now, what makes people think today that all of a sudden God wants beer and Bible churches, he wants the music that's supposed to praise his name to be a rock and roll music that appeals to the flesh? By the way, that's what the children of Israel did in the wilderness. They were doing that when they made the golden calf. They made that unto Jehovah. The music that they did in the wilderness was unto Jehovah. But trouble is, when Moses is coming off the mountain and Joshua says, "Whoa, sounds like they've got a war going on." And Moses said, "No, that's not a war. That's the music of the partying type," is basically what he's saying. And you see, the music was so beat driven, the people were drinking, they were dancing, and they were removing clothes. You see, that kind of music takes you to the gutter ethics and morality of this world. And people are putting the good words and the holy words of God and trying to put, most of them are not even holy words, most of them have little content scripturally. But they're acting like that it's praising God. No, it is blaspheming God. And don't write and ask me for an apology. One is not forthcoming on that. So again, the fleshly appeal will always seek friendship with the world. God is of pure eyes that he will not look on iniquity, so he won't honor those kind of things. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 16, we read this. The Holy Spirit, through the pen of Peter, gives us these words. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. Other words, fashioning, not imitating, okay? Now, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all matter of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. That's why you don't see any instance of Jesus Christ drinking, social drinking, dancing, or any other unholy thing. Now, he said, don't fashion yourself. Don't try to emulate the world in the name of Jesus Christ, because that is an affront to a God who is so absolutely holy. Fellowship with him and his eternal joy, ongoing intimate relationship, cannot be realized if we fashion ourselves, we emulate the former lust, and do not walk in obedience. If you got a beer and Bible church, you're not pleasing God. I say that on the authority of God's word, my friend. It's not holy. Now, the at all, okay, there's no darkness in him at all. That allows for his long-suffering toward us, but he is in no way, no way whatever, is he tolerant of sin. He does not compromise with sin, nor does he allow sin to escape unpunished. Every sin that is ever committed, whether we say it's large or small, is fully punished. Think of Adam's sin and Eve eating a fruit they were told not to eat of, just like a baby eating a piece of candy said not to eat before lunch. And that little boy, might be 4 or 5 years old, grabs a piece and eats it. You catch him. You don't kill him. But the wages of taking a fruit off the tree was death. Separation from God forever in the lake of fire. So, again, every sin is punished. He never blends light with darkness. There's no such thing as blended worship that is acceptable to God. And by the way, while I'm on it, here's another thing I will not apologize for. The Holy Spirit, not the pastor, the Holy Spirit, not the song leader, the Holy Spirit, not the soloist, the Holy Spirit, not the Sunday school teacher, the Holy Spirit, not the piano player, the Holy Spirit is the worship leader in every church. And if he is not the worship leader, you don't have worship that's holy and acceptable unto God. This chapter is showing us there is a difference between light and darkness. Sin is punished on the cross in total. Only it is on him in our place. And that is love. However, it's not applied until we come to him and receive him as our Savior. Now, this is a beginning to show us the person of God. As we're looking here in this first chapter, don't miss, God is all holy. It is his love that drove him to the cross, but it is his holiness that demanded a cross, and therefore, he never, never compromised his holiness in relationship to our sin. Our sin was fully punished. His love took him to the cross, but he did not overlook sin at all. In Isaiah 53 and verse 10, we read a very interesting passage there, because if you read those first 10 verses, you see it's the cross. It's a prophecy 700 years before the cross of Christ on the cross. But oh, what an interesting statement it makes in chapter 53, verse 10. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. Even when it was his only begotten Son, who was bearing our sin, when he saw our sin on him, the Father poured out his punishment fully. My friend, God's attitude about sin did not change, even when it was his only begotten, sinless Son. And when we see pictures that artists have attempted and movies have been made of a bloody, beaten Savior on the cross, understand, the grossness is our view, so that we know that how our sin is in his sight, and it deserves punishment. But my friend, don't miss this. Don't miss that the spiritual sufferings of Christ were far greater than those physical bloody sufferings that he had when the Father, those last 3 hours, the skies turned dark and he poured out the suffering to where the point the Son cries out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? There'd be no more grace for his humanity that he might suffer the full debt to be paid. But we see here in 2 Corinthians 5:21 that he was made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. In Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that we, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet, and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible